the core event is the renewal of the covenant between the Lord and Israel at Mount Sinai, following the incident of the golden calf, focusing on Moses' intercession and the revelation of God's character. Main characters are the Lord and Moses, with the Israelites as the covenant people. The context is the wilderness journey after the exodus from Egypt. Lord's initial declaration that he would send an angel but not his own presence, due to the people's stubbornness. The people mourned. Moses pitched the tent of meeting outside the camp. Lord spoke with him face to face. Moses interceded, pleading for God's presence to accompany them. Lord agreed. Moses then asked to see God's glory. Lord protected Moses in a cleft of the rock, revealing his back and proclaiming his name as compassionate, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love, while also stating he does not leave the guilty unpunished. Lord instructed Moses to chisel new stone tablets. Moses went up Mount Sinai. The Lord renewed the covenant, reiterating laws and promises. After 40 days, Moses descended with the tablets, face radiant from speaking with God, which caused the Israelites to be afraid, leading Moses to veil his face, except when in the Lord's presence. New Testament passage references this event, scribing the glory on Moses' face from the ministry of the law, engraved on stone, as glorious but transitory, and argues that the ministry of the Spirit brought through Christ is a permanent and surpassingly more glorious covenant. The psalm echoes the divine proclamation to Moses, celebrating the Lord's compassion, his slowness to anger, abundant love, and the complete removal of transgressions for those who fear him. This episode completes the restoration of the relationship fractured by the golden calf, establishing the covenant with new tablets of the law. The radiant face of Moses signifies the glory of the old covenant, Paul later identifies as temporary and surpassed by the new covenant in Christ. The event is a pivotal moment of mercy and recommitment in the wilderness narrative, securing God's presence for the journey to the promised land.